Books on Tape presents Mellon, An American Life by David Cannadine. Read by John H. Mayer. How much more satisfactory than a painting would it not be if we could have a true representation of a person's course through life from first to last, as in a panorama, showing his thoughts and actions, his good and bad qualities? What were his feelings on trying occasions? How he bore prosperity or adversity? What were his views on the current affairs of his day? What his motives and methods? And what he accomplished, or wherein he failed? How he performed his duties as a citizen and fulfilled his domestic relations? Thomas Mellon and His Times. Preface. He was one of a class of men rarely met with, modest and retiring of manner, shunning notoriety and averse to anything having the appearance of ostentation. Thomas Mellon and His Times. Late on the afternoon of New Year's Eve, 1936, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, then at the zenith of his domestic renown as the architect of the New Deal, received at the White House a visitor who might have seemed almost the last person the president would have joined in sipping a cup of tea. The man in question was a millionaire, and though his once great fortune was now much depleted, he had been, in his financial prime, one of the richest men in America. He had been extraordinarily successful as a banker and businessman. He believed in individualism and competition, and, when it suited him, monopoly.